attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know, it's a good day when you get to hook up with Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. Dr. Nick will be back on the Robert Scott Bell Show momentarily. Super Don's here. It's Friday. We're heading into the weekend, and we are doing it in high healing fashion. How are we doing that? I don't know. We'll figure it out as we go. But with Dr.
High
Nick.
High healing. Are you wearing high heels? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's the. That was a reference point. That would
are
be
you
funny.
Singing show tunes as well?
Do we have Barbara Streisand bumper music? No, no. Hi. I don't know what I'm saying. It's Friday. I'm just glad, Doctor. I'm just excited Dr. Nick's going to be joining us soon. But
that's all right. I got to give you a hard time. Just like, you know, we had to give our listeners a hard time last hour about.
That's right.
Missing out. That's right. You guys missed out on a free bottle of Carnivora yesterday. So, yeah, and, you know, we had our caller Judith that called in, couldn't seem to get the phrase right, the phrase that pays. I like that. You called it the phrase that pays.
Like, right.
Are you in the radio business? The phrase that pays. Call
me. Yeah, if you're not sure what Super Don's talking about, we do occasionally RSB 180s, which is a look out what happened, where we're going, what's going on, and some extra information, bonus information. I even did an RSB 180 with Dr. Nick Gonzalez is up there at YouTube. And the YouTube channel is RS Bell Media Channel. And yesterday, Super Don out of the blue says, you know what? Let's find out who's watching. And he said, I'm going to give away a bottle of Carnivora to anybody, the first person that calls. Nobody called in 24 hours, first 24 hours. And so Super Don got on, and we had to berate our listeners. And was like, you missed out. So sign up. RS Bell Media Channel. Very
check
easy.
It out. And you know what? I'll forgive you this time. But on Sunday, unless you don't like free stuff, I mean.
Maybe.
You know, it was funny because Roseanne was like, I already got a bottle of Carnivore. What are you going to give me? And I dug up, remember, I think it was around Christmas time, I was in the store, and I found this action figure called the Singing Liam.
Yes, that's right.
So I threw that picture up there. If you don't want a bottle of Carnivore, I'll give you a Singing Liam instead.
You want a Singing
Tom
Liam?
Wants a singing
Tom wants
Liam.
A Singing
All
Liam.
Right.
That's funny.
Right.
Yeah, but Roseanne just wanted a hug. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
And
so listen, Sunday. Mm-hmm. Sunday.
Yeah.
Watch the RSB 180. I promise there will be something there that if you watch and you're willing to participate to a minimal level, we'll give you something.
All right. Excellent. That's a promise from Super Don. We'll see if we can hold them to that. Now, also, in the show notes, you'll see the link to Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez and his book, What Went Wrong. We'll get into that and some more. There's new case histories all the time coming through as he's working on his next book. Also want to reference, there's a picture of a beautiful lady on the website today in the notes. I don't know her, but she's wearing my T-shirt. Not physically my T-shirt, but it's one that says, the power to heal is yours.
Does your wife know about this? How did she get
I'll have to talk to her about it. But it's the power to heal is yours, the slogan of the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's the truth. And it's an organic, non-GMO T-shirt. And so if you click the link, yeah, you can eat it, but you don't. You want to wear it. Wear it happily and healthily and spread the good healing word. And you can get free shipping. RSB is the code to get free shipping. It's all there in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thanks to Nick Brannigan. So with that, let's go right to the healing that we need to do before we get to the weekend officially. Dr. Nick Gonzalez is with us now. Dr. Nick, thanks for being on board. It's been too long.
Free bottle of Carnivora. Your listeners, if any listeners in the world, would know there's no such thing as a free lunch, so they're probably suspicious of it. Like the government, we're going to give you free birth control, so they probably don't trust it.
That's classic. So they're thinking, what's Super Don really trying to get at here? He's going to ask for something in return, huh?
Yeah, like the hand in your
what
wallet.
What did I ask for? Listen, all I did was say call the toll free number.
Yeah.
And say, I want my free bottle of Carnivora. So, yes, granted, they did have to make a phone call. and did have to say those words. But come
right.
on.
But Robert's listeners, yeah. a lot of them live in fear, are not going to trust anything that's so-called free. They're just not going to trust it. That's probably what it is.
Yeah, well, see, Dr. Nick's too sharp for that. Well, listen, if we give something away, we're trying not to put too many strings attached to it. The only thing we ask, hey, sign up at RS Bell Media Channel. And you haven't seen the bonus stuff we did with Dr. Nick one time. It's all up there. You can download it for free any time of the day or night. And Dr. Nick Gonzalez, of course, you've been working on your new book. Each time we connect, we check in to see, you know, is there another interesting case history that's just jumping out at you that even surprises you?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We have so many patients that have done well for so long. We forget how extraordinary their stories are. I just wrote up one of Dr. Isaac's cases, a pancreatic cancer patient from the far west, and he was diagnosed over 5 years ago, January 2009, and I kind of didn't take it too seriously because I remembered that he had localized disease and they had done a Whipple, which is, you know, doesn't work most of the time, but it's sometimes for localized pancreatic cancer it can be curative in a few cases. But I'm going through his records just on the off chance there might be something interesting. Well, and behold, we'd both forgotten that he had lung metastasis. The reason we forgot is he's basically doing so well and then went away. So 3 months after, they thought he had localized disease, so they did the Whipple, which is that aggressive therapy where they take out, you know, half the pancreas, the gallbladder, they reconnect the stomach to bypass the pancreas, reconnect it to the small intestine. And only about, you know, maybe 5 to 6% of those patients that have the Whipple live 5 years anyway. And it turned out, well, 3 months after the Whipple, he developed lung metastases, both lungs, six tumors, which developed after he had the magical Whipple. And that's often what happens in those cases. And then he came to Linda, and 3 months later, the tumors were significantly resolved to the point that they could barely see them. And 5 years later, he's alive and well with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. So there was a case that I wasn't even going to include in my book until I went through his records. So we keep finding these wonderful cases that we take for granted or even forget about.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one I just wrote up this past week. So we keep finding these wonderful cases of these great patients that have worked so hard to earn good health and do.
It's amazing, and you know, I'm very excited because our good friend Ty Bollinger is going to be up there next week visiting with you and Dr. Linda Isaacs to feature you in the 60-minute style documentary reality show about overcoming cancer, about bringing the power to heal back to the people. So I'm just thrilled that he's going to be up there with you guys and Linda as well to get this on tape and get it out to the world even more.
Yeah, as you said, he's coming up a week from today. So, yeah, we keep writing up the cases. I'm writing up another pancreatic patient who's been a patient of mine for about 10 years. That, again, I hadn't thought about him too much because, you know, he's doing so. He's a young guy. He was diagnosed when he was 32 years old, and they wanted to do a Whipple. They thought it was localized. They wanted to do a Whipple at Johns Hopkins, and he went to the University of Cincinnati. He went to a variety of places, even Sloan Kettering. And they all wanted to do the Whipple, and he refused that and came to see me. And it was, for me, localized pancreatic cancer, usually pretty straightforward. And I forgot, you know, it's 10 years, and I just hadn't thought of him as a good case. And look at him, and my God, he's doing fine. His last MRI from a year ago showed the tumor was gone. So he's a great patient, just does his program. He never bothers me, he never calls. So I see him, at this point, I see him once a year in the office, and I just kind of slipped my mind because we have so many patients. I said, my God, he's a 10-year survivor of pancreatic cancer, never had any standard therapy at all. Chemo, radiation, surgery, nothing, just us. So, you know, we keep finding these wonderful patients, and I credit the patients. You know, we always get credit, but actually it's the patients that deserve credit, their attitude, their hard work, their diligence with the program. So, yeah, the book's coming along, and it's really kind of exciting to see these patients who overcame terrible disease, not for any credit to me, but just, you know, that these things are possible. It's just wonderful that it is.
Yeah, well, the living examples make all the difference in the world. You know, I said this in my own life, how I had to witness someone much older than me that had been much sicker than me, had overcome diseases that were even much more intense than I had, to believe that it was possible for me after the medical establishment for the first 20-plus years of my life said, we don't know why you're sick and just keep taking drugs. And it just takes living examples sometimes to shatter the belief system that limits us.
Oh, yeah. I had a wonderful patient today. That's what I'm thinking of her. She's actually going to be one of the non-cancer patients. We're going to do 100 cancer patients and probably 20 or even 40 non-cancer patients. She had really bad lupus in 1991, 1992 when she was in her early 30s. And with lupus, as you know, it's an autoimmune disease that attacks the kidneys and can lead to kidney failure. She was going into kidney failure and they wanted to do that, start her on dialysis when she was like 32 years old. And they also were very honest with her that she wasn't going to live. She lives on a farm in Pennsylvania. So she's a nurse. Family has a farm and she kind of runs that too. And she came to me. She was very sick. I mean, her kidney function tests were going through the roof. She declined the dialysis, heard about me. This is 1992. I'd only been in practice 5 years and started on the program. Well, not only did she not die, but her kidney function basically normalized after a number of years on the program. And she's just done so beautifully. She's just, she came in looking so great. She was actually tearful because of, you know, they told her she was going to die, that she wouldn't see age 40. And she's now in her 50s. You know, she's been with me 22 years. In July it'll be 22 years. So she had really advanced lupus. I mean, to the point her kidneys were being destroyed and somehow magically the kidneys got better. And she's doing
And you didn't, just confirming what we should know, these are the obvious, but for new listeners to the show or if they're not familiar with you, Dr. Nick Gonzalez, you didn't require giving her toxic poisonous chemotherapeutic agents her recovery.
No, you know, they often use chemo with lupus now.
Right.
Although, you know, these autoimmune diseases, they use a lot of methotrexate and high-dose steroids. She was on steroids for a while, and she eventually, we got her off just about everything. She has, you know, because of the steroids, she developed cataracts and had to have some surgery on that. But she also developed premature osteoporosis from the steroids, but that's regressing. That's improving. So, yeah, no drugs. She just basically aggressive nutrition. She's a perfect patient. For 22 years, she's done everything I've asked her to do, come hell or high water. Through snowstorms and blizzards and cold weather and warm weather and rainstorms, she's stayed on her program.
Yeah, exactly. And once again, too, the individualization of treatment. We start with the basics that everybody needs clean food. We need to unload the toxins that have accumulated. But from there, we all have to individualize what is best. And we're going to talk about that because we have a question from a listener. Actually, we had a couple of listener questions that have come in through the website at robertscottbell.com. If you'd like to call in, we believe the phones are working today, 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL. Dr. Nick Gonzalez is our guest for the entire hour. I mean, it doesn't get any better than this heading into the weekend, right? Well, that's my opinion. If you disagree, call up. Just try it. I dare you. We're going to be back with Dr. Nick Gonzalez, answer some questions, and get to some more healing of chronic diseases like nowhere else in broadcast media. RobertScottBell.com, DrDr-Gonzalez.com. It's linked up in the show notes. And we'll be back. What about German measles? Is there a natural treatment? We got that, too.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez is our guest this hour as we take it to the weekend. Remember, we don't take a day off here sometimes. Dr. Nick's kind of berate me and say, that's not good for you, just like I'll say to him. You know, we work so hard, but I've got to host a radio show in South Florida tomorrow for my good friend Richard Pearl, and then we're going to be on the Herb Day online talking about CBD and different aspects of the medicinal plant, talking with different doctors, including Dr. John Hicks, a pediatrician, using that in his practice. Great guy. We'd love to get him together with Dr. Nick. You'd like him too, Dr. Nick. Good folks out there doing some good healing work. I love that we get to spotlight them.
Good. That's terrific.
Yeah. So we have an article here I wanted to cover with you. And this is a United Press, or we call it United Propaganda International, UPI. They have actually wrote an article based on what the CDC is claiming, that nearly 900,000 Americans are dying prematurely. Up to 40%, they claim, is preventable. 20 to 40%. Only 40% preventable? Really?
Well, first of all, as you and I would both agree that just about everybody who dies, unless you're hit by a truck or a falling meteorite, is probably dying prematurely if they, very few people follow optimal nutritional approaches and detox and do all the things you need to do. But just about everybody who dies can die later than earlier. But this is still an interesting study.
Mm-hmm.
900,000 Americans die prematurely. The fact that the conventional doctors are even thinking about preventable illness is a wonderful thing. And they're talking about heart disease and cancer and stroke risks, et cetera. You know, the usual typical things that conventional doctors realize are preventable. But to say 40% preventable, I mean, other than the accidents, which they include in this article, the majority of these premature deaths, of course, are preventable. And the majority of deaths, it can be delayed. I mean, everyone's ultimately going to die in this world the way it exists now, but certainly longevity is a possibility, and death can be delayed in just about everybody. I mean, you know, again, the traditional culture studied by Weston Price, whom I've discussed on your show before,
mm-hmm.
You know, he studied traditional cultures during the 20s and 30s, and they had no cancer, they had no heart disease. Even those groups that ate high-fat diets, like the Eskimos and the Maasai in Africa, they had absolutely no heart disease at all. So most of the diseases that cause most of the death, like cancer, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, certainly are preventable.
Right, and the one thing of all of the things that are listed here, and there's some good stuff on there, they actually recognize outdoor air pollutants, indoor air pollutants, beyond just tobacco smoke, but they, I believe, intentionally overlook a leading cause of death here in the West, and that would be pharmaceutical FDA-approved drugs.
Yeah, it's there are hundreds of thousands of people die each year. I mean, the estimates are even greater than a million, directly as a result of pharmaceutical drugs. It's estimated that up to 180,000 people die in hospitals as the result of mistakes, just medical mistakes, wrong doses of drugs or some medical screw-up with a procedure. That's 180,000 a year. Can you imagine if a vitamin killed 180,000 people a year? I mean, there would be the SWAT teams arriving by helicopter to arrest the vitamin manufacturers. But they just take it for granted. You know, the CDC says, you know, 180,000 people die each year from hospital mistakes, people in hospitals that are unnecessary, and they just forget it. So next year they do the statistics again, and nothing really, you know, they say, oh, we have to be more careful. Well, yeah, but nothing changes, really.
Sure.
Yeah, so pharmaceuticals are killing an enormous amount of people, and every time there's a new miracle drug, like some of these diabetes drugs, it turns out that they do terrible things, like destroy the pancreas or increase pancreatic cancer. And then you start seeing the advertisements on TV for the trial lawyers going.
The trial lawyers are coming in at the back end. Now, also in New York City, and Dr. Nick, God bless you for being there, but my goodness, it's crazy in government and the public school systems there. They're denying medical exemptions that were given. I mean, literally affidavits from pediatricians saying this child, if we would vaccinate, risks dying. And they're saying, nope, you are not exempt. We're not letting you in the school. Now, you and I would say, why would you want to send your kids to those schools? But just take that aside for a moment. What the hell is going on when government agents are going, we know more than the doctors, when the doctors have it right in this case?
Yeah, it's really quite sad because it's all predicated on the fact that politicians believe that conventional medical groups really have all the ultimate answers. Well, if they had all the ultimate answers, no one would die, you know, be in perfect health. We, of course, we don't. And it's just ignorance. It's just this worshipful reliance on the conventional medical groups that, of course, are pushing vaccinations. So, yeah, it's a real problem. I mean, I'm so fortunate that I grew up in the generation where I got the polio vaccine, which makes me nervous because of this SV40 simian virus that was contaminated in those vaccinations. And I had smallpox, but that was it. I never had anything else. And I had those, you and I have discussed before, I had the childhood illnesses like chickenpox and measles. And I survived quite nicely, thank you, and I have a very good immune system. So, yeah, it's really sad that they're enforcing kind of, it's kind of like, the, you know, again, like I always refer to Nazi Germany where these things were forced on people.
Right, and the irony
of the government
is that they're overriding their own orthodoxy, the doctors that are waking up and going, no, this is not safe for this child. We're going to talk about some questions and answers because we got some questions. Some are very nuanced and get ready to write them down. So if you got a pad of paper or a pen, if you use those things anymore, get it ready. Dr. Nick Gonzalez is going to answer those questions. 866-939-BELL, robertscottbell.com. Links through to all of the wonderful things that Dr. Nick is doing as well.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we are rocking the health world and every other world in between that we can with good health and healing information. Bringing that power to heal back to you with Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez this hour. The phone number 866-939-BELL. Or go to robertscottbell.com. It links up, including to his books and more. But right now we got a question coming from Colton. Colton listens also to Patrick Timpone's show. He used to be on National News as well. He says, during Dr. Gonzalez's last interview on that show, he mentioned that his parasympathetic dominant meat-eating patients tend to have high blood pressure, while his sympathetic dominant, largely vegetarian patients tend to have low blood sugar. This blew my mind completely, since in Dr. Kelly's book specifically, the Metabolic Test book, he states repeatedly that parasympathetics tend to have low blood sugar, while sympathetics tend to have high blood sugar. Now, I told everybody to pay attention and take notes. Dr. Nick's going to clear this up. He says this. Colton continues. I'm hesitant to submit this as an actual question, but if in the near future you and Dr. Gonzalez get to talking about blood sugar, can you please ask him to elaborate on this and also explain why Dr. Kelly's findings seemingly contradict? I someday hope to write my own book on Dr. Kelly and Dr. Gonzalez, which will include heavy details on metabolic typing, so this contradiction is keeping me awake at night. Well, Colton, we want you to sleep well at night. Dr. Nick, help us out.
Well, first, I don't remember what I said on Patrick's show. Sometimes at the end of a long week when I'm a little tired, I might say something incorrect. Certainly, your listener is very astute, but it's a little more complex. Indeed, sympathetic dominants tend to have a weak pancreas, and they don't tend to produce enough insulin. So they have a type 1 type of high blood sugar, type 1 diabetes. They're prone to that, and they tend to have high blood sugar because of inadequate production of insulin. That's correct. And Kelly said that. And if I said otherwise, that was just incorrect, and it was just I blame fatigue. Parasympathetics tend to have a very strong pancreas and produce a lot of insulin, so they'll tend toward hypoglycemia. But the complication occurs over time with the overproduction of insulin, particularly in the context of a high carbohydrate, refined carbohydrate diet, which a lot of parasympathetics will eat, you know, white sugar, white flour. They tend to get insulin resistance, which is the paradoxical state where they have a high insulin level but also a high blood sugar level. So, you know, Dr. Kelly, brilliant as he was, you know, he worked before insulin resistance had been worked out. And indeed, parasympathetics can have high blood sugar if they're on a junk food diet with refined sugar. You know, the average American eats up to 164 pounds of white sugar a year, which leads to, in parasympathetic dominance, insulin resistance, where you have a high insulin level in the blood, but also high blood sugar, because the cells get resistant to the action of insulin. The purpose of insulin is to drive blood glucose into the cells where it can be used for energy. With insulin resistance, because of the overproduction of insulin in response to carbohydrates, the cell receptors become neutralized, and they don't work, so insulin can't do what it's supposed to do, bring blood sugar into the cells. So you have a situation of high insulin in the blood and high blood sugar as well, which happens in parasympathetics. So parasympathetics will initially in their life will be prone to low blood sugar from the overproduction of insulin, which drives the sugar into the cells too much. But over time, as the receptors get resistant, they end up with high blood sugar and the type 2 kind of diabetes, which is an insulin resistance metabolic syndrome type of diabetes. But the sympathetic dominants do indeed have high blood sugar for an entirely different reason. They just have a weak pancreas and usually never produce enough insulin. So they have a type 1 diabetes type situation where they have an adequate pancreatic endocrine function. So I hope that clarifies it. Robert, does that make sense?
Well, yeah, but still, for people that are new, I know this is just intense, and I love the fact that we have listeners out there that are that engaged in learning at that level, because it transforms the world and it makes our job easier. You know,
so, did you want me to start at the beginning and explain what sympathetic and parasympathetic dominance are? I kind of jumped in the middle where his question.
No, you did great for those that are already there, but I think that would be a great idea just to kind of go to the basics of the sympathetics and parasympathetics again.
There's so much confusion about metabolic typing because it's gotten into the common parlance, and Kelly was the person that really developed that, but he relied on other people before him, like Francis Pottinger Sr. from the early part of the 20th century, and Ernst Gellhorn, who was at the University of Minnesota, and these people basically studied the autonomic nervous system, which basically controls all physiology, respiration, cardiovascular, digestion, endocrine, immune function, and it's divided into the two systems, the sympathetic and parasympathetic, which kind of work synergistically but in opposition. And Kelly maintained, to sum up, you know, 30 years of research quickly, some people have a strong sympathetic system, some people have a strong parasympathetic system, some people have a balanced system. And in sympathetic dominance, the sympathetic system is overreactive and the parasympathetic weak. And in those people, the pancreas tends to be very weak and they don't produce enough insulin. Parasympathetic dominants have a weak sympathetic system. They tend to have a very strong pancreas, produce a lot of pancreatic enzymes, but also a lot of insulin from the endocrine pancreas. Balanced people somewhere in between have a fairly well-developed pancreas. They don't produce too much or too little, and those are the people that don't tend to get either type of diabetes, type 1 or type 2. They don't get insulin resistance, and they handle sugars, you know, natural sugars fairly well. So So that's the essence of 30 years of Kelly's work in about two sentences.
That's well said, and I appreciate you going over that. Again, we have a number of discussions we've had on the air here with Dr. Nick Gonzalez, and thanks to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, Natural News Radio, and our syndicator, GCN, they're all available free for download as archives, MP3 archive downloads, also through iTunes and Stitcher, a podcast around the world. UK Health Radio reblasts this out, as well as Digital Radio 103 Down Under as well. So we're getting the word out in places far-flung that we may never know. Sometimes it comes back to us, but it's extraordinary what is happening out there. And, of course, even covering, and we talked off the air briefly about this week I was on with Jerry Doyle, and he was shocked to hear that the Cleveland Clinic is now embracing some of these things that we've been talking about as kind of a standard for us, utilizing herbs, for instance, as a medicine for the body. And, you know, were we bummed out because this is happening? And quite the opposite is true.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was exciting. I first heard about it this week because there was a big article in all places in the Wall Street Journal.
Right.
A major article, the lead article in one of their sections, with photographs. And they talked about it at length, very objectively. And the Cleveland Clinic obviously is on board with this, and they've hired really expert herbalists. And they have their own herbal pharmacy, so they know the quality of the herbs is very good. And they had a photograph of the herbal pharmacy. This is for real. I think it's terrific because it's bringing it into the mainstream, and that's what we all really hope for.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't minimize what we do. It helps justify what we do, that this isn't just fringe quackery. And it's going to be very hard for the critics to attack the Cleveland Clinic. They're one of the most esteemed medical institutions in the world on the level of the Mayo Clinic.
Right.
They're smart enough to realize there's value to herbal medicine, and this helps vindicate a lot of alternative medicine. It's just fringe stuff now, and it's going to be more difficult to laugh at it, you know, from the mainstream media or from the critics of alternative medicine, because here it is right at the Cleveland Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And other institutions will start following suit, and the reason is people who are interested in alternative medicine are going to go to the Cleveland Clinic. So if you're the Mayo Clinic, you say, well, I want to have an herbal shop too. Let's open
right.
it up and let's find some herbalists. I think that's great.
Yes, and the rapid acceptance here, the growing acceptance of the use of this plant known as cannabis in its many forms, is also something that's kind of, you can't isolate it to say, okay, we'll give you this plant and then ignore all other plants on the planet. And so I think there's this bleed over that's happening now that's opening up the medical community. It's overwhelming, also because the people are demanding it. They can no longer maintain their fear-based control of the population the way they used to.
Well, one of the things about marijuana, you know, I watch Bill O'Reilly at times, and he just rants and raves against the legalization of marijuana. The problem is whether it's legal or not, it's available, as you and
yes.
I discussed. You can get mm-hmm. marijuana in any junior high school in New York City. All you have to do is go to the schoolyard, and there'll be someone selling marijuana. The kids, the dealers, they're all there. I mean, you can get it anywhere. You can walk out on the street and get it. So the idea, if we keep it illegal, it won't be available. It's already available. People are already, you know, overusing it or misusing it or using it properly or getting high and then driving and getting into car accidents. They're already doing that. And so legalization just cuts down the billions of dollars a year we waste on the war on drugs, which isn't winning and only creating mm-hmm. drug cartels that make everybody's life miserable and have killed over 50,000 people in Mexico, the drug war.
Yes. Well, and also I like to point out that, you know, if people were doing more of that plant and less of the alcohol, there'd be a lot less violence, too, because, you know, we were at this huge event called the Cannabis Cup Broadcasting, and 30,000 people converged on this, and some of them were what we call stoners. Others were just enthusiasts for the plant and the hemp and doing all the different things with it. But there was no fighting. There was no anger. Everybody was just happy and laid back.
It's kind of the opposite of alcohol. I mean, I am concerned in terms of the neurological effects long term, people overusing it. But that's true with anything.
We would be concerned about that, of course.
So 10,000 mm-hmm. people die each year directly as a result of alcohol related car accidents. That's 10,000 a year, every year. And
exactly.
They tried to make alcohol legal. All it did was make the criminals rich, the Al Capones wealthy, and people died. In 1 year in Chicago, there were 800 alcohol related murders during the 1920s, during Prohibition. 800 mm-hmm. in Chicago, in one city alone. Because all that does is create drug cartels to smuggle it in, and
the violence and the black market. Yeah. So, all right, so this is good. Now let's go to another question from a listener. This one comes from Florin. Hello, Robert. Do you know any remedy for German measles? That's the rubella. My 3-year-old, who is not vaccinated, just developed measles, and my wife, who is pregnant, in the 25th week got it too. What can we do to treat ourselves naturally? Now, as a homeopath, of course, I look to the remedies that I know of that are indicated in this way, and pulsatilla, homeopathic pulsatilla, is number one on the list, but I always kind of flip-flop it with Bryonia alba, because Bryonia is a liver polycrest. So anytime you're in the throes of any type of infectious disease, the liver is going to be stressed additionally, so I always look homeopathically to address it that way. Arsenicum album is also another indicated remedy, as well as mesirium, should there be intense itching associated with the manifestation. And for the fever, we look to do for children belladonna, for adults typically phosphorus, or you can go to the complex pre-formulated things. That would be a good insight, but we don't have to freak out about the measles. Most people not only survive through them, but they're stronger having come through them.
Yeah, I had the measles, chickenpox, German measles when I was a kid, and all that did is teach my immune system how to work better. And yeah, there are people that had measles and died or had neurological problems, encephalopathy, but those are usually people that are immune suppressed. We've talked about that before. And these childhood illnesses really teach the immune system how to work. As I've said, I think, on your show before,
yes,
one reason chronic fatigue is so epidemic. I mean, chronic fatigue didn't exist when I was going through high school. Now it's, you know, epidemic among people in their 30s and 40s and 20s. We get patients coming in all the time. And these are people who've been very heavily vaccinated. I think they have a very immature immune system. So they get an Epstein-Barr or cytomegalovirus infection, and 10 years later, they're still sick. So these do have a function. Of course, someone, one of your listeners will probably say, well, I know someone who got paralyzed, they had measles. Yeah, that happens. But, you know, the people are getting paralyzed from the vaccinations too, and that's why the U.S. government has a vaccination trust ship where they pay off people who've been damaged by vaccinations very quietly. The media never covers it.
Sure. Yeah, I know that's a very important point, Dr. Nick, as well as the fact that their argument then is to everybody become chronically ill and immunosuppressed through vaccination, and then we're all good. That's right. You get to sacrifice your health for someone that may be immune compromised that we can address in a completely different way, homeopathically, herbally, other ways. We got Dr. Nick Gonzalez, one more segment before we officially head off into the weekend and bring this healing information out to all who are ready to hear it, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Join me and the world-renowned Dr. Joel Wallach for a free health lecture this Friday, May 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Woodlands Auditorium in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Come meet me at 3 p.m. during the Natural Health Expo before the evening lecture. Visit youwillfeelbetter.com or call Pete Greenway at 501-538-3160 for information and registration.
My humble and lovable producer, Super Don, wants us to talk about beer to go into the weekend. It's like, no, we're perfectly happy talking about medical stuff, ailments, healing, remedies, and, you know, we're thinking about going out and having a good time. It's been a long time since I was a teenager or a young adult where I was like, okay, that would be fun. Not anymore. No, what we're going to do is bring that healing into the weekend with Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. And Dr. Nick, we were briefly talking about the German measles situation, realized that the man was talking about his wife who's pregnant with it. Of course, we don't want to take that lightly. And silver, to me, is the most powerful of, agent that stops viral replication safely without harming healthy mammalian tissue. So, yes, silver hydrosol would be a critical go-to along with homeopathy and other things that would be safe, would not harm the developing child either.
Yeah, well, one of the things about German measles with a pregnant mother, it can cause birth defects in the child and mm-hmm. cause young teenager, for example, can cause sterility. So it's, but again, I had it and I'm fine. I mean, most people get it and it's not an issue. It's really a question of your own innate immunity. Now, so you have to take it seriously. Now, Fred Klenner, who was the dean of intravenous vitamin C, published his first paper in 1948, treated encephalitis, polio with intravenous vitamin C successfully, but he treated measles, German measles, and chickenpox, which for him were kind of easy. Usually yes. Within 24 hours, they would resolve with high-dose vitamin C. You can take it orally. You know, if you do it to battle tolerance, you get diarrhea back down on the nose, but usually 8 to 10 grams, pretty safe. And it has a really distinctive antiviral effect. I've read all of Klenner's papers. He published about 25 papers. And he really had good success treating viral illnesses with intravenous vitamin C. He would also use it orally, too, with his patients. But he knocked out German measles and regular measles pretty easily with the vitamin C. So if you know an alternative practitioner who does that, you might check into that. And usually one day's worth, and it takes care of it.
Right. And, of course, no harm, water-soluble in the sense, no harm to the developing child either.
Yeah. Of course, colloidal silver, the sovereign silver, mm-hmm. is a terrific product which I use in my patients, and that has an, as you said, has an antiviral effect that's very pronounced. And the that brand of silver is completely safe, and no one pays me to say that. I just do that from experience. The Sovereign Silver is the only silver I recommend. It's a great silver product. So that knocks out viruses too. So usually with viral infections like measles, we'll put people on vitamin C orally. I don't use intravenous. We'll go to 8 to 10 grams. We'll put them on the Sovereign Silver, 5, 6, 7 teaspoons a day, as you've recommended. Mm-hmm. We also put them on a thymus glandular, 4 up to 10 capsules, 4 times a day. We use that, too, so get a good quality thymus glandular because it really stimulates the immune system, and you can knock out viruses very quickly with those three things, the Sovereign Silver, vitamin C, and the thymus glandular. From a more of an orthomolecular position, I know you approach it homeopathically.
Sure, no, but it's all, to me, it's all complementary, and I'm not so concerned that one technique over the other. I want to see the results, and I know there's 1,000 ways to get people well. Each, let's say, culture around the world has their different specialties, and they all seem to be rooted in the same basic concepts. And that's why, you know, I'm not dogmatic, neither are you about it, except that we find out what works and we go with it. If we learn something new, we try to integrate it and succeed even more.
Absolutely, yeah. And, of course, when you use vitamin C intravenously, it's more like a drug. I agree with that. But for an acute viral situation, it can be very effective without the downside of antibiotics, which don't work for viruses anyway.
Yes, exactly. So good insight. If you missed anything, because we went through a lot today, you can go back and listen to the archives. GCN has them up right away. And Natural News usually takes about 24 hours or over the weekend, but you can always get it through iTunes, etc. Also, Dr. Nick Gonzalez's latest book, it's a big one. You can work out with it. What Went Wrong? The Truth Behind the Clinical Trial of the Enzyme Treatment of Cancer. And, of course, working on a lot of case histories for the next book, and we're all excited about that coming out soon. Remember, tomorrow, Herb Day Online. Go to herbdayonline.com. We'll be there talking about CBD and other things. By the way, the doctors often 10, 20, 30 years behind. We don't want to see them make the same mistakes with the MERS thing that's coming out of the Middle East, maybe here in America, that they did in the early part of the 20th century by suppressing all expression of disease. What we do is bring it out and help the liver to detox and watch the people get well, and they're not killed by the treatment.
I think that's the way we have to approach this. Of course, in the last 15 years, there have been so many running around chickens without their head, you know, the sky's falling with
right.
H1N1 virus and, you know, all these different virus illnesses that were going to cause massive epidemics like the bubonic plague, and they didn't. Now, this may be more serious. We'll have to see, but most often these things, you know, I remember 30 years ago with the swine flu, it was going to decimate the Western world. Well, it didn't at all.
Yeah,
all
it happened. Didn't, yeah. Yeah, well, you're right. It's like a Chicken Little scenario. The sky's falling. It doesn't mean we don't pay attention to these things, but we also recognize the environment, the terrain, the milieu. Antoine Béchamp, Claude Bernard, all of these things impact what we're doing. And Dr. Nick, love you dearly. Appreciate you so much for hanging out with us, getting us to the weekend so healthily.
Yeah, well, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me on again. I always like to talk with you.
All right, well, that's it. We're left with this message for each and every one of you. You know it. The power to heal is still yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.